sweat and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I will tell you something, we have been here before. Now the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
Happy it's Tuesday!
In the wine cellar.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Right, WineCellarMedia.com, PayPal.me/Phoenix and William, Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Motherfuckers. All right, dadgummit. Let's go ahead and bring that damn dadgum flip, skip, skibble, babble. All right, so fucking, all right, this is how you do it. Jump into a podcast after a 13-hour workday, 13-and-a-half-hour workday. That's how you come off of a 3-day weekend in this father mucker, and then it'll be one more 3-day weekend. Somebody's got to remind me. I can't let the next, because there might be another 3-day weekend, maybe with the New Year's business, because the first is Monday and the 31st is Sunday. Maybe Saturday will be off. Maybe. And I gotta clean my fucking toolbox.
Oh.
It's fucking, it's dusty, ashy in there, man. It is fucking, it is a lot of Tariq Nasheed's audience. A lot of it.
I was gonna say Umar's, but yeah, Tariq as well.
Yeah, Umar. That was a fun episode title. Fucking, Dr. Umar's, doctor. yeah. King Kong consciousness, Chris Miss.
Yes.
Is a big miss, Umar. All right, fucking what the hell's going on here? We got some stuff, things, whatnot, what have you, this, that, and the other, whole lot of Thugabaloo and Nigamaro, if you will.
You know what was funny is I put that picture up of you when I said put your pinky up, and you decided to not. Well, you put your pinky up among your other fingers, and someone saw that tweet. They said, now I see how your episode titles are the way they are on your podcast. He's the one who makes the titles, isn't he? Like, yes, what? That would be the individual who makes the podcast episode titles.
They can't tell that from looking at me.
I think it was maybe what your hand was doing in the picture.
I have my pinky up.
Yes, you did indeed have your pinky up.
I was showing you how to put your fucking pinky up. What is the problem here? Nobody respects anything anymore.
Well, you know, fucking millennials, am I right?
We are millennials.
I mean,
we started this millennial shit.
And yes,
this is the motherfucking
we did.
Thanks we get. Checking my shit. Yeah. All right, your decibels are low.
Oh, I gotta yell louder. Because that's really what I'm doing, is yelling. Yeah, I'm yelling. I hate yelling, but you know.
We should have been got you that microphone, but we were obsessed with Christmas.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, Christmas is quite past. And then finally, I actually have to pay bills again.
Yesterday? Quite past. It was 24 hours ago.
Yeah, it's past. That's just over. There's no fucking tree to take down. No pressure. Yo, fuck putting up a tree. Never again. Never another tree. Like, it's over. It's a chore to put up. It's a chore to take down.
It's not hard to put up a tree.
It's a chore. I didn't say hard. It's a chore. Doing dishes isn't hard, but it's a chore.
It takes like 5 minutes to put up a tree.
It's still a chore that I don't want to do. It's a chore.
It's a chore.
It's a hassle. And really, no, it does not take 5 minutes to put up a tree.
My tree did.
Five. Okay, so.
Because it already had the base attached. But with all
the ornaments and lights and everything.
Yeah, because I put it away with everything on it.
That's all 5 minutes.
Yeah, you take it out of the box and push the branches down. That's the whole thing.
I'm not a believer. But it's in the garbage now, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. That's because you're an atheist, hon.
You are too. But you think ghosts and shit are real.
What?
Weird.
Ghosts are real.
No, they're not.
They're
She's
real.
Strange. They're not real.
Strange.
And I know some of you niggas out there is like, no, the African spirits. No, they're not. There's no such thing as a spirit, chief. If there is, pull one out of the table and show it to me. I know, right? Alright, fucking... Yeah, so like eight niggas tuned out. They were like, oh, he's one of them judgmental motherfuckers. Niggas, okay, when I was judging shit you don't like. See, nigga, when I come around judge your shit, and then you're like, no. He's a bunny bro. Bunny bro's in my mentions.
You're a bunny bro. You're a rose bro, I think. Or one of the rose bros.
What the fuck is that? Whatever makes me a racist white man, sure.
Yes.
I'll be that.
Well, your job makes you a racist white man, obviously.
The fuck is this?
What?
Meanwhile, in Florida, and we've got no video for this one. Just didn't have time to do video show prep. All right, so let's head on down to Florida. This fella's name is Michael Joseph Oleksik. Where's that last name from?
I'm gonna say Eastern European.
Eastern Europhide. Alright, so he's probably a big old monkey.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, Eastern Europe, that's where some big monkey-ass white people come from.
Actually, I think it's the Nordic countries, like Northern Europe. I think that's really the... Because I'm fucking, like, Swedes and Norwegians. Like, them fucking Vikings and shit, man.
Yeah, fucking upright orangutan-looking motherfuckers. Fucking... So you got... So this fella, Michael Joseph Oleksik, a 23-year-old individual, was charged with criminal mischief after Wells Fargo requested Coco police press charges against him. Now, them law-talking fellers... they told the Florida Today news outlet that Mr. Oleksik was seen on surveillance footage standing at the ATM pummeling the electronic teller's touchscreen on November 29th. He then reportedly called Wells Fargo and apologized for the damage done to the teller machine.
Oh my God.
Smoking that new shit. This shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga. He's smoking whatever that is. Now, but said he was angry that the ATM was giving him too much money and he did not know what to do.
Who the fuck gets mad that you got extra money out the ATM?
Me, I mean, I wouldn't punch it, but I'd be very uncomfortable because the thing is, what was the most recent card in there? My card.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't like my name being attached to funky shit. I'll run back up in that motherfucker and be like, this is all the shit that is not actually mine. Not unless it actually withdrew it from my account. Like, that's what's missing from the story is that detail.
Yeah.
Did it pull it from his account, or was it just money falling out the fothermucker? Because I'm not going to be on camera with that shit. Mm. Again, like, my card was in there. I'm on camera. I'm the last person. Fuck no. But I'm not going to punch it.
Yeah, don't punch it.
No, because I'm not a Euro monkey.
Also, wouldn't that hurt your hands to punch an ATM, right? Like,
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Black people need to be medical students to come with our ideas that white people can't feel pain. The fuck is that? And, alright, so, Wells Fargo branch in Cocoa, Florida requested that police press charges against Mr. Oleksik, who was booked into the Brevard County Jail. When you do Meanwhile in Florida stories, you find yourself saying the words Brevard County Jail a lot. Fucking Christ. More so than Orange County motherfucking jail. And I lived in fucking Orange County.
Oh, he looks fucking Russian to me.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you, he just looks generic to me. Mm. Just looks like a fucking guy.
He looks more like Eastern.
Yeah.
Something, yeah.
Fucking animal. All right.
Punch you the ATM because it gave you too much money. Let's do that. Let's do that.
All right. We'll get to what we can get to. Mm-hmm. Hold up. Yes. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Let's get them niggers in it.
You may have seen a crime.
Whoa. Hey. With the fucking autoplay. Jesus Christ. All right. So what is this? So we're over in Indian River County in Vero Beach. Are we in Florida still?
I believe we are in Florida still.
Jesus Christ.
It's always busy in Florida.
Well, a good cop was doing good cop things down there. Mm-hmm. So a Vero Beach police overseer who ran for Indian River County Sheriff in 2016 was arrested Saturday. Daryl Rivers, a 47-year-old individual, was arrested after 11 p.m. by the Indian River County Sheriff's Office. The deputies at the 4,000 block of 41st Avenue, which is shown in the jail records. Mr. Rivers was charged with misdemeanor battery domestic violence, according to reports. Good cops.
Wait, but he got arrested by the office that he applied to work at?
The goddess of irony, says ACAB.
She does. She does. And also, I mean, what was that study they did? Like, police officers are like, whatever, like five times more likely to perpetrate domestic violence against their partner?
Yeah, them and NFL players. Yeah. Mm. Fucking, he was released from the jail on his own recognizance without bail. What is it? What is that?
What the fuck? He gets to come back because he said he'll come back and we believe him.
Well, yeah. Recognizance. That's recognizance. You better recognizance.
Recognize.
Oh, recognize.
I didn't. Somebody did that. I think that was like on a reality show or something. That I didn't actually make that one.
Oh, bootay. But at least the wine cellar, we admit it.
Yeah,
we admit it's not our shit.
I did call 45, man.
I didn't take a picture of it, but the fucking cat, Keisha, we have cats now. Keisha was, I'm like, all right, time to get ready to do some podcasting. And some motherfucker in my damn podcasting chair.
Oh, Keisha was in your chair?
Yeah.
You know the bed looks like this when I made it because I couldn't get fucking Jamal off the bed when I was trying to make it. His ass was right where my head goes and he just would not move.
That's what we get for not letting him sleep on the BDSM bag. You said, then I use your fucking bed.
The bag is right there. You can sleep on it. It's right there.
He only likes it when it's in the closet. He's closet BDSM. Don't tell nobody.
Be free, Jamal. Be free.
Joe, fat ass. That's a big old boy with a big ass head. I tell you, man, like light-skinned Michael Clark Duncan. I tell you what. All right, what the hell kind of tangent is that? That wasn't even a tangent. I was just changing the subject. Mm-hmm. All right, so let off out of his own, let out out of his own recognizance. Now, the Vero Beach Police Department spokeswoman, Anna Cardin, confirmed that Rivers' employment with the police department confirmed his employment with the, and had no other comment. So she just said, yeah, he works here. Yeah, we had to arrest his goof ass. That's how she talks.
That's how she talks.
That's how she always talks.
I don't think that's probably how every she single actually day. Talks.
Yes, that's how she talks to her offspring, nephews. Like, get over here and let me see your homework. That's what she says.
That's not what she says.
Yep.
No, that's not what she says.
I heard her say it just now on the podcast. It's archived.
Really?
Archived.
Really?
Go back and play it. Rewind it.
You are archived doing an impersonation of somebody you don't know.
You can't tell that. It was such a... It, you never know. My impressions are so spot on. I sound just like you right now.
Okay.
That's what she said. She said, Oz Phoenix Collator. Bernie! All right, what the fuck is going on here? Goddamn, good cops galore.
Galore.
Great fucking cops. Look at these fucking guys.
Yes.
This is on the San Antonio Current, another website that I wonder if net neutrality being gone will allow us to keep.
Probably not.
Woo!
Ooh, did you see that they already started the package increases for Netflix, Hulu, and the Dish Network? They already rolled out their in January increases.
Yep.
No, trust us. We won't do anything as long as you give us, you know, the end of net neutrality. Oh, you gave us the end of net neutrality? We're gonna do shit.
Yeah, well, fucking told you so. All right,
told you so for years.
They couldn't care. They couldn't care because they had Barry, and they were, you know, when they go low, we go high. When they go low, we go high. That's
what the fuck is this, the fucking stock market? Like, what are we doing?
Hi! I like RuPaul's Drag Race. That was one of the characters on there. Fucking, I think it was Alaska Thunderfuck. It was Alaska Thunderfuck, or it was Sharon Needles. One of those two.
I feel like the last season that we watched, I'm still a fan of the...
Oh, with the fuck, because it had a fucking nerd from suburban Illinois.
Yes.
You had representation.
I follow them on Twitter, and I just forgot their name right now, so that's a little awkward.
Representation matters.
Representation fuckface. Matters.
All right, yeah. All right, So a Bexar County deputy is facing felony assault charges after he allegedly choked his girlfriend, who was also, this cop-on-cop crime. I can't even...
It's blue-on-blue, man.
Yeah, like, at times I'd be like, oh, man, see, this is that fucking Messiah, but I'm like, hey. I mean, how many niggas she murder? How many niggas is she accessory to murdering? Like, how many rapes is she as accessory to?
Frame-ups.
Fuck her. She's a cop. She can go fuck herself.
I just would like to know that now that she is a victim of domestic violence, like how she has treated in her career other women who were also victims of domestic violence. Like 2 years ago, if you got a call, you know, that something was going down, like, how did you respond? I would like to know.
Yeah, but it's like Christians that fucking, when they find out that their daughter is pregnant at 16 and they go get her an abortion and don't tell nobody. Well, that was a benevolent abortion that had to happen because we're responsible people.
Yes.
Your abortion means you're irresponsible. Our abortion means we are responsible.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. You see, to her, she's a good victim.
Yes.
Those are bad victims because, that stay with bad men.
Yes, because she's a cop and therefore she is respectable. So.
Yep.
Right.
And he is a cop, therefore he's not a bad man. How could she have seen it coming?
How I mean, could she have seen it coming?
Yeah, he only hits niggers. He don't... Okay.
Basically.
All right, here we go. Here we go, yo. Say what's the scenario? According to the arrest affidavit obtained by the news outlet KSAT, Jesse Macy... A deputy was arrested and charged with family violence, assault by choking or strangulation. All right, choking or strangulation. You pick your fucking your poison, buddy. And it was a few days after the incident took place. Now, police initially learned about the alleged assault on December 24th when Macy's friend called the police and asked for a welfare check on Macy, who was drunk and threatening suicide by cop when a person intentionally
What? The cop was threatening suicide by cop? What the fuck is happening in this story? So a cop threatens suicide by cop and then beats up another cop. What the fuck is going on here?
Like you said, blue on blue crime.
Y'all need to work that shit out.
Yeah. Where's your fucking father figures?
Oof.
Tell you, man, stop listening to that copster rap. Mm. Quit listening to all that fucking that Blake Shelton.
Blake Shelton.
Okay. All right, let's just get on around with these here boys down here. Now listen here. Okay, so drunk and threatening suicide by cop, and in parentheses, when a person intentionally puts themselves in a position to be shot by police by being black. That part wasn't in there. But, like, I mean, that is, like...
That has a lot to do with it. I'm just, like, not amused, because that's not the right word, but just, you know, Our police are so lethal that suicide by cop is a thing because you can legitimately expect them to kill you. Like... Okay. It's like, just yet another service we provide. This is why we pay taxes.
And for white dudes that have failed suicide attempts, that's their most failed suicide attempt.
Seriously.
Suicide by cop.
It's weird. Suicide by cop is legal, but Jack Kevorkian isn't. Huh.
Whoa. Fall back. Alright, so... the same friend told police about the incident with Macy's girlfriend, which had allegedly taken place a few days prior. The police fellers identified Macy's girlfriend, who is a police overseer for the Hollywood Park Police Department, and performed a welfare check on her. The woman had visible injuries to her neck and told the police, and an argumentative Macy had assaulted her the morning of December 22nd. She told the police fellers that Macy did not like that she talked to other officers.
Her co-workers?
But they're men folk, and he's a man folk. And if a woman is talking to a man folk, especially a man folk that's a co-worker, then therefore she likes everything that's coming to her. There's going on here.
He was scared she was going to turn Badge Bunny.
Badge Bunny?
Yeah.
That's a thing? Is that something people say?
Thing, yeah.
No, oh, Jesus Christ. Is cis heteronormative?
Yes. She was cops that... Well, female fans of police, whether they are colleagues or just civilians.
After that nightstick. What? It's a beating.
Yeah, it's extra weird that they call that a nigger beater and you... All right. What?
According to the affidavit, allegedly... Macy allegedly pushed her onto the bed and choked her with both hands multiple times. When she tried to scream, he placed his hands and then a pillow over her face. He also allegedly disassembled her gun, police radio, taser, and cellular-style telephone.
That sounds maybe more like attempted murder.
No, cops don't attempt to murder anybody. They don't do that's the bullets. That's not the cops. It's the fucking bullets. Get them under control. Yeah. All bullets are bastards.
What was that horrible movie with Jamie Foxx and Tom Cruise where Tom Cruise was a hitman? And he, like, shoots a guy and Jamie Foxx was his taxi driver held hostage all night?
Oh,
and he
fuck.
Shoots a guy and he's like, Jamie Foxx, like, you killed that man. He's like, no, I didn't. The bullets in the fall killed him.
Oh, fuck. I do remember that. I remember that line. Is the movie just called Taxi?
I don't know.
Or is that one with Samuel L. Jackson with a similar situation?
Taxi was Queen Latifah.
Then again, it's such an easy name. Like, I bet if you type in Taxi movie on IMDb, there's a fucking bunch of them. Overseer Macy was released on a $50,000 bond. He voluntarily resigned from the Bexar County Sheriff's Office the first week of December 2017 and was employed by the BCSO for approximately 4.5 years, according to the spokesman for the Sheriff's Office.
It is important to remember that when they resign, they get to keep any benefits because they did not get them terminated because they were not terminated. So if you had any kind of, like, retirement plans or any, you know, anything like that, he gets to keep it.
All right, so apparently Phoenix Kalita likes to read the Fluffington Post.
The Huffington Puffington Post. Huffington Puffington Post.
God damn it with the autoplay. Stop trying to Huffington Puffington me, Post.
It's Puffington Huffingtoning you.
All right, so people are out there having a good time, man. It's the dat-gum holidays.
Yes.
The holy days. The homie days. A routine traffic stop in York County, Nebraska on Tuesday turned out to be anything but routine. That's because officers found 60 motherfuck-damn pounds of pot in the vehicular, which was occupied by an older couple. Traveling on Interstate 80, according to the York News Times, That is an unfortunate name for York, your newspaper.
York News Times.
Can't nobody Google your shit without getting New York Times. All right, York News Times. Just call it the Tribune, motherfucker. Shit.
The York Tribune. Yeah, that would be better.
Yeah. Deputies in York County, they stopped a Toyota Tacoma, which when those fucking things came out, I thought that that was just the town being mad prideful. Like, we were like, yo, we love ourselves. We're just going to stick our shit on Toyota trucks. Nah, that's, I was wrong. So they stopped a Toyota Tacoma after it crossed the center line and the driver failed to signal. Now, deputies said they immediately smelled what appeared to be raw marijuanas. When drug-sniffing dogs confirmed the suspicion, overseers searched the pickup and found the weed in boxes inside the pickup topper, the newspaper reported.
That was a lot of weed.
Not 60 motherfucking days. Because, like, reefer is so light.
Right.
Like, when I think about the shit, like, because, like, I work with inventory, so, like, I see ounces and grams of shit. And I'm thinking, like, when I think of, like, an ounce of reefer, that's so much bigger than, like, back in my old sandwich maker days, an ounce of turkey. Right. An ounce of turkey is a thin little sliver shit.
Right.
An ounce of reefer is a fucking bag, man.
Yeah.
That's a bag for your ass. Reefer is light. So, yeah, 60 pounds is gonna be that. And they had them shits in Home Depot boxes. That's a wild motherfucker. Yo, in that picture, I think they have, like, some writing on there that they probably should have blurred the fuck out. But they're cops. Why be responsible? Because that shit could be an address. That looks like a fucking address written on one of those boxes.
I think if you keep reading, it'll tell you why.
Oh, shit. Yeah, maybe I should. Yeah. Yes, quit. I don't want to read. I'm looking at the pictures. Like, I just got derailed from reading by the picture.
You're positively primeval, Gaston.
Fucking, oh, damn, they're really old. Oh, my goodness. It just said older. It should have said old as fuck. Holy shit. Dude, it looks like a pale-faced Morgan Freeman. This motherfucker is old. Okay, York County Sheriff's Lieutenant, Paul... Is there a vowel in this nigga's name other than at the end?
No, Verbka.
V-R-B-K-A.
Verbka.
Alright, Paul... told the paper he estimated the confiscated cannabis to be worth, $336,000 doll hairs. Patrick Giron... Is that it? Or Giron?
Giron.
Patrick Giron, 80! 80! He's fucking... He's way older. Like, he calls Bernie Sanders a whippersnapper. He's fucking 80, man. He's so fucking old. Oh, my God. What the fuck is happening? All right. He's 80, and he was arrested. They put handcuffs on his old-ass wrist. I bet his wrist... They're probably broken. He doesn't even... He doesn't have nerve endings anymore. He can't feel shit. Like, most of his bones have been broken for 10 years. He doesn't even know it. Fucking, he's held together by Teflon tape and clamps and fucking wire hangers and shit. He is arrested on charges of possession of marijuana with intent to deliver and having no drug tax stamp, both felonies.
Ooh, okay.
I yawned. All right,
dramatic.
Mr. Giron, 80 years old, was released after he posted 10% of a $100,000 bond, according to the York Times News. His wife, 70-year-old Barbara Giron, was cited but not jailed due to what Verbka described as some medical issues, like being a woman first and 70. Some medical issues. Verbka said the couple told police they said older. Older is 52, 48, you know, not 80. God damn it, and 70. Verbka, that's the cop, said that the couple told police they were traveling to Vermont. Oh, they're Bernie Bros. to hang out with her nephew, B. Sand, traveling to Vermont from Clear Lake Oaks, California. Fucking hippie motherfuckers. And they intended to give out the weed as Christmas presents. Holy shit. That's not even a white-on-white crime. They're actually democratic socialists. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Oh, that's the end of the story. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. Let these old motherfuckers go, man. Holy shit. Oh, man.
So, yeah, that's probably why there was an address on the box.
Ooh, there was an address. Oh, there was, because they knew where they were going. Oh, man.
That's an awesome story. How come I don't have grandparents like that? I want grandparents to come bring me weed.
Somewhere in your actual bloodline, you might.
Yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah.
Shit. Holy fuck, dude. They're so fucking old. Why? Just let them go give out their reefer, you fucking cops. I hate, that's the thing. Even if the, say these cops never killed not one nigger, never raped nobody, they're still bad cops just because their job is cop and they have to do this.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Even if they celibate. Ah. All right. What is this?
Which one is that?
What the fuck is happening with these headlines? Where are you finding this shit?
I'm good at finding news.
Jesus Christ, I thought I was. Man, oh man, my fucking, my news.google thing.
Yeah.
All my cop rape, algorithms all said, we have no stories to show you. Check back later.
You motherfucking liars. Y'all motherfucking liars.
Give me my net neutrality back. Shit, I guarantee you that's why I'm not getting those stories as much. This is not the first time this happened since the shit started going down. Alright, let's get to the one that I added.
Okay.
Yeah, it's political news. Gotta do some politics, homie.
Some politics, homie. What?
Excuse.
This is politics.
What? Now keep in mind, there's that shit where white people be funny style, because I'm reading it, and I'm like, hold up, and I keep Googling, and I keep seeing a black guy, and I realize this is the way white people frame shit. When black people say nigga, white people won't put the picture up. Notice, his picture is not on this article. I had to go find his fucking picture, because he's black. But when black people say nigga, white people won't put the picture up, and they'll just be like, you know, this person made some racially insensitive comments. I think they're kind of racist.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So fuck you, Zeke Hartner, the journalist that styled it this way, right? So an advisory neighborhood commissioner in DC used racially charged language and urinated on the floor of a Maryland police station before being charged with driving under the influence and resisting arrest on Tuesday, police said. Good. Piss on the floor.
Piss on the floor.
Fuck their station.
And I'm not gonna lie, I would have thought this was a white man just because he didn't die. Resisted arrest and didn't die.
Resisted arrest, pissed on the floor, and then used racially charged language. That nigga said, nigga, shut the fuck up. Fuck you, Zeke. So the Prince George's County Police said that Paul Trantham was swerving while driving along the 5100 block of Indian Head Highway. God damn! They talk about Washington Redskins, Indian Head Highway?
Man.
God damn, that's
Wasn't
racist.
It on the East Coast that had that cop car that was like literally a white dude choking out a native guy? Remember that shit?
No, not a cop car, a city seal.
Oh, a city seal, yeah.
Yeah, it's a city seal up there somewhere in New York, yeah. Yeah, man, I remember that shit. It's somewhere on my external hard drive. Of course, it's on the internet, too, but I saved it just in case, you know.
Just in case net neutrality happens?
Yeah, like, fuck, man. I need time to download, like, all my favorite fucking podcast episodes of people who won't be able to afford to keep their shit up.
I need to download a bunch of videos.
A massive ass load of bitches.
Yeah.
All right, so he's mashing down the block at 12:20 a.m.
The most dramatic yawns out of anybody I've ever met.
I'm yawning, man. I've been up for many moons.
You have been.
All right, so they pulled him over. They didn't murder him. That's amazing. They said the car smelled like alcohol, and he acted aggressively towards officers. Again, I would think this was a white fella. I'm sitting there reading the story, and I'm like, this is white, right? And I mean, and the name is Paul Trantham. Like, that's right. Easy to think, well, that might be white.
Some people never change shit when they got off the plantation.
Hell, I'm Jackson. Shit. And before that, I was Washington. Nagger. Alright, so, So when another officer was called on the scene to help with the situation, Mr. Trantham claimed to know Prince George's County Executive, Rashern Baker. Now, police said he continued to act aggressively at the Oxon Hill Police Station, swearing and using racially charged language toward the overseers. Mr. Trantham then urinated on the station floor and told overseers to clean it up.
That's funny, though. That's funny, though.
I like this guy. The overseers uncuffed him and allowed him to use the bathroom.
What?
And then he slammed the door and said he wasn't coming out.
This nigga!
According to the report. And Mr. Trantham resisted arrest when police came in. He threatened to have the officers fired and claimed they didn't know who he was. Trantham was taken to county jail in Upper Marlboro. And that should happen too with some mark-ass nigga that was, I think, a senator or a congress critter out of Florida.
Mm.
And he tried to pull that shit in downtown Orlando to on that you-don't-know-who-I-am shit. It's like, you're just another nigger to them.
Right.
Yeah, man. And then he lost his re-election bid. I think Alan Grayson beat him. So I think it must have been the Senate.
Hmm.
No, because Alan Grayson was the congressman with guts. Congress. Yeah,
yeah.
Congress. All right, motherfuckers.
That's awesome.
What's next? What's your deal? What are you excited about?
I mean...
Yeah, let's do one more. And the only reason why we're doing one more and wrapping it up is because Granddad's tired.
Do you want to do actual political news? Or do you want to do one of those videos? Or...
Oh, shit. Actual political news. You get no videos. No Alex Jones for you people.
That one about the San Francisco other cities, sue the Defense Department.
All right, you make it happen. You big player.
Okay.
Phoenix McColored Woman.
Maybe.
Oh, man. I tell you, when you have a three-day weekend, do not go back to work wearing your steel-toe boots. Wear your light sneakers. Like, my toes fucking hurt from lifting those boots around for 13 and a half hours. Motherfucker.
All right, so...
Ooh, damn, can you see those letters?
Not really.
That's tiny small.
It is tiny small. Where's the...
The zoom.
Zoom.
Hand up, boom, boom. You just go ahead and shake your rump on real fast there a couple times for me. Now I'll tell you what. Oh, that's because you be posting mobile links.
Oh, see, is that what that
yeah,
is?
Yeah, you see the M dot?
Yeah.
Yeah, your link is mobilized.
Oh, here. I can just look, read it off my phone.
All right, you just read it off your smart device.
Because I have multiple devices, because I'm awesome.
Yeah, and this is the San Francisco gate. You know, damn, the wine cellar, like, over these... We probably passed the 600th episode and we didn't check. But
probably.
So, over these 600 episodes, yeah, we've gotten a significant number of stories from the San Francisco gate.
Mm-hmm. I follow one of their reporters on Twitter.
Word life.
Yeah. All right, so San Francisco and other cities are suing the Defense Department over gun background checks. Law enforcement officials have that's a long ass image description of the picture. All right. That's like a whole paragraph.
Fuck, I have Hostess snack cakes. Okay, my bad.
Your kidneys are gonna hurt.
It just clicked into my head.
Your kidneys are gonna hurt and you're gonna go into a diabetic
but
coma.
They're refrigerated and I'm gonna dunk them in milk.
No, do that
nigga,
with your
I'm
life.
Just gonna fart and...
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, Miss Ma'am.
Thank you.
You married it. Shit.
Kind of weird ass victim blaming.
What? That is weird ass victim blaming though. Like, let's not bullshit ourselves. That is weird ass because I really do like when it comes to lactose intolerance. Yo, I fucks it up, and this is a little apartment.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. All right. I'm way off the story.
So the cities of San Francisco, New York, and Philadelphia have filed a sweeping federal lawsuit Tuesday, accusing the U.S. Department of Defense of failing to live up to its legal duty to notify the FBI when a member of the military is convicted of a crime that should bar them from buying or possessing firearms.
Woo! Woo! Was that all one sentence?
That was all one sentence.
God damn.
That was all one sentence. Breath control.
Yeah, crazy bones. Shit, nigga.
So the lawsuit was filed in federal court in Virginia, accuses the Defense Department, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and a host of high-ranking Pentagon officials, including Secretary of Defense James Mattis, of unevenly feeding reports about convictions and dishonorable discharges to the FBI's criminal background check system for 2 decades. I don't know who the fuck wrote this, but they have a serious hate of periods. I don't know what the fuck.
Like, a misogynist, that's what it is.
The misogynist, or this is somebody who has, like, fucking the worst menstrual cycle ever. I don't know what the fuck is happening, but that also was all one sentence. Nigga.
They like to say as much as possible. Who is this? This is Dominic Fracassa.
All right. Fracassa. All right. The cities are working with the San Francisco-based Giffords Law Center to prevent gun violence, and the New York law firm Pillsbury Winthrop Shaw and Pittman, which is representing them. In their joint complaint, the cities contend that these kind of reporting lapses allowed Devin Kelly, a former member of the Air Force who was court-martialed and convicted of assaulting his wife and stepson in 2012, to purchase the assault-style weapon he's accused of using to kill 26 people at a church in Texas last month. Kelly, who was discharged from the Air Force in 2014, killed himself shortly after the mass shooting. According to Alex Jones, running away, pissing his pants, screaming, "Mommy, Mommy."
That was fucking weird.
Okay.
Damn, I can't wait till I have time to, like, binge listen to some of our episodes.
Ooh. According to federal law, Kelly's assault conviction should have prevented him from purchasing or possessing a firearm, but the Air Force admitted it failed to report the conviction to the FBI. The city said that their suit is, quote, intended to prevent such senseless carnage from ever again being inflicted by current or former members of the military who should be blocked from acquiring guns or licenses to carry firearms. Since the Texas shooting, numerous federal officials have acknowledged the Defense Department has failed to fully inform the FBI of all military convictions as is required. In a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee this month, Glenn Fine, acting Inspector General for the Defense Department, testified that the military failed to tell the FBI about approximately 31% of service members' criminal convictions between 2001 and 2016. Ooh. Don't y'all feel safe?
Well, yeah, I mean, remember, that, like, they are soldiers. They are protecting your rights. Like, think about it, like, you're safer because of them. Mm-hmm. Like, them plus cops.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel very fucking safe.
Yeah, throwing a little climate change, everybody's having a good time.
Everybody's dying, is what's happening. Fine.
Yeah, I wish I could have seen her face. Like, she just went full cynic mode. She's like, you look sad. Sad, and she's got those big Disney character eyes. Everybody's dying.
That's what's happening. Fine said the Defense Department first reviewed its criminal history data sharing practices with the FBI in 1997. That review, according to Fine, found significant deficiencies in military services compliance with the requirement to submit criminal history data to the FBI. So they've been fucking up since 1997. So since 1997, a bunch of former military personnel who shouldn't have guns. That's great.
What?
Yeah. Last month, Attorney General Jefferson
Beauregard.
Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III.
Woo!
Called the situation alarming and unacceptable. Oh, I guess he's taking a big break from black identity extremists.
He probably just thinks they smoke marijuana.
He ordered the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to review the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. Why is everything such a long fucking name? Attorney General Jeff Sessions ordered the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives to review the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The whole fucking thing was names of things.
What? Dominic doesn't fuck around.
Ugh. Then that system is used by law enforcement and gun dealers to determine whether someone is legally allowed to purchase or possess a firearm. Sessions has specifically asked the FBI and ATF to identify, quote, any federal government entities that are not fully and accurately reporting information to the background check system, and to develop a plan to make sure reporting is done correctly in the future. Lauren Ersham, a spokeswoman for the Department of Justice, has declined to comment on the lawsuit. Huh. The cities say they want courts to appoint an independent and apolitical branch of the government. What is an independent apolitical branch of the government? The fuck does that mean?
Independent apolitical branch of the government.
Yeah, what does that mean? How is any branch of the government not political? Or independent?
Judicial? That's not just a really small lifetime Congress seat for life.
Huh? Apolitical and independent government bureaucracy.
Did I say lifetime Congress seat for life?
Yes.
I said lifetime for life. Damn.
You're just trying to be serious about the life part.
I'm just drowsy, nigga.
I know. Let's see. So they want an independent apolitical branch of the government to ensure the Defense Department complies with its obligation to share information. So we want the government to test itself and keep track of itself to, you know, trust us.
Yeah, like, weren't there them emails released between them FBI niggas that were like, yo, fuck Trump, B? Like,
I heard that. I have not gotten independent confirmation.
I listened to Peter B. Collins. And,
he did it?
Yeah, he doesn't fuck around with the journalism.
That's funny. Yeah, okay, so just trust us. We'll investigate ourselves, apparently, because we're independent, apolitical, even though we have the same boss.
Huh?
Huh. So the National Criminal Background System is the common backbone of common sense gun regulations, says San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera in a statement announcing the city's participation in the lawsuit. The Defense Department's failure to fulfill its legal duty and accurately report criminal convictions puts innocent Americans at risk. It is past time to ensure that we're doing everything we can to keep guns off the wrong hands.
Off the wrong hands?
Yeah.
Don't put guns on my hands.
Don't put guns on my hands. I'm black. I'll die. Someone's gonna shoot me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. So just so you know, you can sleep a little better at night. This system fails 1/3 of the time. It's supposed to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous military vets who don't have access to mental health care.
Oh man, fucking paypal.me/Phoenix and William, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. All right, and thank you, Father Muckers, up in the joint, right? Yes. patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. Let me go over to the shit, because there's some of you Father Muckers there. I need to start logging into the PayPal first so I can shout them niggas out too. Can't shout out everybody because, holy fuck, there's 42 of yous.
Oh.
On the Patreon, 42 separate people, right? I know there was somebody that was more recent than the others. And not Kuja Loco's already there. Yeah, nigga, somebody came in recently. Okay, notifications. If I go to notifications, I can fucking see it.
Oh, also, don't forget to follow me on Twitter. I have lots of fun. I upset people. At Uppity Negress.
Okay, there's Leslie Lee. Hit us up.
Thank you.
Alex Drez came through.
Thank you.
Eileen came through earlier this month. Mm-hmm. Jan Loco's just always been there, and then she edits it here and there, changes, mm-hmm. you know, like, just flips it around. There's Jess Loco. We got the Jess Loco sent the leather coat and those coasters. And yarn? Did you get yarn?
Ramstein hoodie. And a head wrap.
And a Ramstein hooded sweatshirt, of which Phoenix Cleeter is a large busted woman. You know what? You know what? We're different sized people. So only she sent you a hooded sweatshirt that only I can fit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad day in sadness. You get no Ramstein hooded sweatshirt. And really, it's really for only people that are true fans that know all the albums, which is why I have it, because I am the Ramstinian.
Really?
Holy shit, the fucking computer's not plugged in and charging?
Oh, apparently not.
That's not good. All right, so we better wrap this the fuck up before we lose everything we just recorded.
Yeah.
All right, yep. Ooh,
have a good night, y'all.
There we go. Okay, it was loose.
Lord. Okay.
Yeah. All right, you fuckos. Have a good one.
Bye.